Hi everyone, it's Allie's story. It's 1 week before Thanksgiving Day 2020 officially. I know, it's been nearly 4 weeks since that last email went out. I told you guys we were in the weeds. Not going to bother you this evening with a what to drink with Thanksgiving dinner this year. You know, our wines were made for Thanksgiving Day, every single one of them. This year for us, Thanksgiving Day is going to be a time of reflection, I bet. Good wines often bring this out too. I've loved reading Dave McIntyre's recent article in the Washington Post, titled, "This Thanksgiving, the right wine to pair with a meal is the one that means the most to you." Absolutely, Dave. The Smith Story Tasting Room remains open in the Anderson Valley, inside only for shopping, and wine tastings only outdoors. Despite the horrific pandemic, we have safely hosted a steady flow of guests since July. A few hours ago, the state of California announced a new curfew, ordering us in 41 counties to help combat the virus spread. We must stay inside from 10 p.m. up until 5 a.m. You can insert big eye rolls here from us. I don't think Eric and I have been out past 10 p.m., but maybe once since March. We're doing our best to keep our spirits up. We have been so busy, and we have so much to be thankful for this year, with many silver linings for our small winery. However, our hearts are very heavy for the families and our friends who have lost loved ones this year, both two- and four-legged special members of the family, of course. We had no idea when we began Smith Story Wine Cellars that our circle of customers would become such a big circle of incredible friends, too. Thanksgiving Day will be different for all of us. I guess cozy is a big word that comes to mind this year. Open a few bottles and keep things cozy, and let's raise a glass or two or maybe three for those we're missing so madly this Thanksgiving season. They deserve it. So I think the business of wine is hard, it's challenging, it can be vicious, it can be lovely. We are so lucky that it's personal to us, and we wouldn't want to have it any other way. If you're reading this right now, you totally get it. I'm beyond words at times to describe how important you have each been to not only our new winery, but to our hearts and our heads along the way. The journey that you've been on with us, man, it's just been a real gift to have you. I'll leave you with the following poem by Henry Van Dyke. I have one of his poems hanging right in front of me on my desk. This one was written to the melody of Beethoven's Ode to Joy from his Choral Symphony No. 9. I know these words very well, really well, actually, from all the years of singing in church, and dedicate them to a friend, fellow Texan, and storyteller who left us too early this year. Lori, these are for your Richard and the entire Fogelman family. We're so thankful to have you and Richard as a part of our story, too. I'm going to play a little song that Carrie Underwood sang to this poem right now. It's absolutely beautiful. Cheers, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving.
Joyful, we adore thee. God of glory, Lord of love, hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with